it's time now for sports. Fair warning, friends, we will not be talking about LeBron James this morning. We're talking about World Cup soccer instead. France and Belgium have made it to the semifinals. Today, we'll find out which two teams will join them. Here to walk us through the matchups is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Linda. You don't want to talk about LeBron's Italian vacation?
Oh, well, no. So, first of all, let's talk about Sweden v. England.
Good idea. Should be a good match. Both playing well. And to spice things up, we've actually got a little trash talk coming from the Swedish side. Not a normal thing from people known for their reserve. Former Swedish national team player Håkan Mild said this week the English players are spoiled children and they'll get an unpleasant surprise when the teams play today. Now, the English response was a bit of keep calm and carry on. The national team manager Gareth Southgate noted England doesn't have a good record against Sweden over the years and said it's going to be a real tough test.
Well, now, England does have something of a sort of tortured history in this sport, right?
To put it mildly, England won the World Cup in 1966, and since then, it's been a lot of heartache and unmet expectations. Huge expectations, really, because England claims to have invented the game in a tortured history, particularly when it comes to penalty shootouts, those one-on-one duels between the goalkeeper and a single opponent 11 meters apart. And England has been horrid over the years. England lost in World Cup shootouts in 1990, 98, 2006. And lost a number of other major tournament shootouts as well, but then England won on penalty kicks against Colombia just the other day, and this huge burden was lifted from the country. To get a sense of how significant that was, there was this great quote by Roger Bennett, one of the men in Blazers. This week, he distilled English history down to four key moments. 1066, William the Conqueror defeats King Harold at the Battle of Hastings. 1874, Winston Churchill was born. 1975, David Beckham was born. And 2018, England wins the penalty shootout versus Colombia.
Now the other game happening later today is Croatia versus Russia. Now, that's something you would not have been able to predict a month ago. How did it happen?
One of the true surprises in a tournament filled with surprises. Coming into this tournament, Linda, Russia was ranked 70th in the world, lowest ranking of any of the 32 teams. And in the run-up to the tournament, Russia hadn't won a match in 8 months. But the Russians took advantage of being placed in a weak group for the round-robin group stage at the start of the tournament. They scored a bunch of goals in their first two matches, and that gave them momentum, and it got the host country fully behind them and pulled off one stunning win over Spain in a penalty shootout, and here they are with a chance to go to the semifinals.
Well, has anybody raised any questions about this?
Well, they have, and of course, I think you're talking about doping. There have been no positive tests that we know of, no evidence of any wrongdoing by the Russian players, but the suspicions have emerged, and not surprisingly, every success by a Russian national team or athlete these days is greeted by a certain amount of suspicion. It's Russia's own doing. There was the massive state-sponsored doping system revealed after Russia hosted the 2014 Winter Olympics. Now the country is hosting another global event, and yes, the suspicions are swirling a bit.
So let's wrap up with tennis. Wimbledon is underway on the women's side. A lot of the top players are out. It's just the first week.
Yeah, that's right. 8 of the 10 seeds have fallen. It's an amazing statistic. And one seed who remains in the draw, the number 25 seed, Serena Williams. And people are saying because all the other top seeds have fallen by the wayside, Serena may have a chance to come in and grab a victory here.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Linda.